We're going to do an interview today with a local band called Dais Sug. Good morning and welcome. Thank you so much to Stella for being on the show and for this interview. I'm hoping that Henny's also going to jump onto the Zoom call at some stage, but great to have you on Impact 103 FM.
Thank you. So great to be with you guys.
Stella, before we get going with the interview and the whole reason for this interview, I'd love to know what your background is when it comes to how you have served in the body of Christ over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so we're mainly an Afrikaans band, although we both are bilingual. But we've focused on serving especially the Afrikaans church with original Afrikaans praise and worship music, and we've pretty much traveled across the country to minister at churches and here and there festivals when festivals were still a thing. I see it's starting to happen again, so that's awesome. We're very passionate about praise and worship, and have just seen a wonderful move of God when His people worship Him. And just so special to be able to help facilitate those moments where people connect with God in worship and praise. We've recorded 3 CDs, we're really excited about bringing out some new music. But this song that we're probably going to talk about has been with us for about 3 years.
I believe so. Before we get into that song, Stella, I just want to chat to you about how you've noticed how people are worshiping and coming to Christ through music and through revival. I spoke to another local artist on Friday afternoon. I mean, he's Tebs David is a big artist in the local scene. You'll know him also. He's just been in the States for 3 weeks, come back to South Africa, doing a lot of worshiping. And with him, I spoke to him about the revival that is in people's hearts, and we are seeing revival happening. How, from your aspect and your side, I mean, you are at the forefront. You usher people into the presence of the Lord through worship music. How have you seen revival happening in South Africa?
Honestly, I've also been a part of another movement called Worship Awake, and our focus has been on ministering to worship leaders, which has been really interesting and incredible. I think the real revival is happening within the worship leader community. And that is a wonderful thing, because if the worship leaders are revived, I mean, so much can happen in the broader church. So we've in the spaces I've been in the last couple of 2 years, it's just been incredible to see how worship leaders come together, worship together, take hands, because that's one thing that you don't often see and that we need to see more of. And then I've also just seen God healing worship leaders as we worship together and as we take hands and as we write together. And as we just pray for each other, you know, healing has been a one big thing that I've been seeing happening over the last 2 years in these worship settings. And I think that's it's just so interesting for me how God often uses worship to heal.
Yes.
And to restore mindsets, even relationships, just because it changes us when we come into His presence.
Yes, absolutely.
And surrender.
Love that. Yeah. And thank you for that. And just letting us know how you are seeing God work in the body of Christ through worship. Now, for the real reason why we are getting together and having this interview is that Dais Sug has also now released a song. You mentioned a little bit earlier, you alluded to the fact that the song River or Rafir actually started way back, like 3 years ago. What is the background behind the song? You started writing this probably before the pandemic, hoping to take it out in 2020, a little bit of a delay, but you tell us the story about the song.
Yeah, it's really special. Henny and I came together to specifically write and ask God what's on His heart for us to write about. And we've just oftentimes seen a lot of this is, it just comes from what's happening, what's He busy with in our own lives as well, you know. So I was just stirred to about this concept of river, and I just had this longing in my heart to have more of God in my life and through my life. I know that He created us. Jesus talks to us in the Bible, and He says that we'll be able to do even more than He does. And I just knew in that moment, I haven't seen a manifestation of that. Like Jesus is, everything that He's done just tops everything. And
to think that Jesus said that we'll do greater thanks to the Holy Spirit that's come now while He's in the Father's house. And you are just obviously have, it sounds like an expectancy to see the greater things with the aid of the Holy Spirit in the ministry and the body of Christ.
Exactly. So, that was the prayer of my heart, was just, Lord, I want more of You in my life. Make my life a river of Your love, a river of Your life, a river of Your peace, so that the people that come and drink from Me, that they will taste and see Your goodness. And so it's pretty much just a prayer.
Exactly. I've got Henny that's now joined us on Zoom. It's great to have Henny on Impact 103 FM. Good morning, Henny. Henny Moritz from the other local artist that forms the band Daeslich. Great to have you on Impact Radio. Perhaps I can ask you to jump in here also, Henny, and tell us the message behind the song Rafir.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear, Henny. Are you able to tell us what the message is behind this new song that you are releasing, Rafir?
Yeah, so this song is actually birthed out of the place where we really want to invite people, or we want to create a space where people can really encounter God's presence. and so the whole metaphor, the whole image of the river is seen in scripture throughout Genesis to Revelation. We see images of the river of God, the river of life. And, people are invited to come into this river and to come and drink of this river, to come and, to come and be part of this river, and to be filled with the presence and the Spirit of the Lord, and to live this powerful life where we invite the Holy Spirit to come and rest on us and move from that place and that position.
It's really a song for the season. I mean, a little bit earlier on, Stella was telling us that the song was actually written a while back. And sometimes you think, why did you have the song on your heart so long ago and there's a delay? But clearly God has a plan for the delay of the song, which is now being released.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely such a, it's like you say, it's a song in season. We live in a time where everything around us and culture around us really, I almost want to say push, the peace, of God and the presence of God away with busyness and with a lot of worldliness and a lot of things. And I don't want to hop on to that. But what I know is that we've been called to represent Him well, and representing Him is carrying His peace and His presence on our bodies and walk with that and be a testimony of His peace and His presence. And I truly believe as church, and to encourage the church to walk with the Holy Spirit brings us into a position where we will be able to release His peace and His presence into a lot of brokenness, into a lot of turmoil, into a lot of disruption, into a lot of chaos. So yeah, I absolutely feel that it's a song in season as well.
Henny and Stella, I'm not sure if there is a scripture that you base the song on, but I'm feeling that the scripture in Jeremiah 17 verse 7 and 8, which says, But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They'll be like a plant, they'll be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. And I think with this song being called and entitled Refid, it's about being planted also next to that river so that you are always at the source, and you don't have to worry about anything, no matter what the season. I see Stella's looking. I'm assuming that is looking in her Bible for a scripture. I'm not sure if that is. I'm just going to ask her to unmute herself if that is the case to add to that, because I've just put you on mute just so there's no background noise. Stella, what do you want to add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that scripture that you read. There are actually a couple of scriptures, and Henny also made a devotional that will be available on YouVersion soon about the river. But yeah, one of the scriptures that also stood out to me was this invitation from Jesus in John 7, verse 37 and 38, where he's talking to the crowd. He says, "If you are thirsty, come to me. If you believe in me, come and drink. For the scriptures declare that rivers of living water will flow out from within." When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him.
Beautiful scriptures. Fantastic. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to listen and interview the artists, Henny Maritz and Christelle Combrink, or Stella, however you wish to call her. I know that is her stage name, Stella. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing in the body of Christ, for being obedient to the Lord, and also just listening to what it is that the Lord is saying through worship music. We're going to play their song. It's Refir by the band Duislig.